welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors. Whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales, we hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. Hello and welcome to another episode of a Revenue Hub podcast. We are continuing with our series here on finding the perfect PMS. We're just up to episode 5 and we are again joined today by our expert who's guiding us on this journey, Christoph Hutter. Hi, Christoph. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. Thank you for having me again. I'm great.
Good. Great to have you on board. And today's episode is really focusing around, okay, we've made that commitment. We know who we're going to go with. So this one is really just looking at three key areas around what we want the PMS to be able to achieve for us from a productivity point of view. Then just looking at some of the functionality and just giving you a guide of really double checking your considerations, making sure that you're keeping in mind the functionality that you want the PMS to operate within the hotel. And then finally, and a crucial piece is around the analytics and the reporting and the data element. So that's what we plan to cover. With no further ado, let's jump straight into this and let's start talking around the productivity piece, which is the purpose of having the PMS, that it is there to do something for us. When we started this conversation, one of the first things that we were looking at, or two key areas, was around simplicity and speed. So, some initial early thoughts, Christoph. What can you share with us around those kind of two headings, around the simplicity of speed, now that we're going to be bringing it in? What should we be bearing in mind?
Yeah, one of the first thoughts that many hotel managers probably are going to have when considering going for a new PMS is that my people are unhappy with the system. I am unhappy with the system. We can't do what we need to do. It takes too much time, and these are the initial triggers, let's say, for many of us to think about a new system or not. And simplicity is definitely on the very, very top of the list, where we just don't know how to use the system to its fullest capability because it is just so complex. And if we're not using the system in the way how it's intended to be used, because it is so complex, because it requires a lot of training and new hires, new staff cannot just pick up on that easily and understand how the system works easily, then it's probably not an adequate system anymore in this day and age. We're all used to very simple web apps, to apps on our smartphones, where nobody trains me how to use my email or anything like that. I get a new phone, I click a button, it's all there. I can figure it out. I maybe have to play around a little bit with it to fully understand it, but I can figure everything out on my own. Yeah. And there are a lot of systems out there that are just not offering this kind of user experience. So they require super extensive training. Now, I want to clarify, training is always important, and we have also spoken about training in previous episodes. It is essential that we get good training so that we really understand the system. But for the everyday use, the workflow and all these things, they need to be very intuitive so that we right away can understand this is how I do a check-in, how I change the room that's assigned, how I can move the room if it, we checked in the person and they were not satisfied with the room, so now we have to move them to another room. All these things, they need to go very, very smoothly without any friction, so to speak.
That makes sense. So I guess having evaluated, if someone's been listening over the course of our episodes, we've focused a lot, as you say, training has come up, the simplicity of the system has come up, speed has come up, and we'll just do a reminder in a moment around some of the areas where speed is critical. And you were just talking then about sort of the checking in and checking out being a core area. I guess around the simplicity and linking that to training. You've mentioned on a number of the episodes that we've done And we've been very careful not to talk about providers because that wouldn't be fair. But there are very, very much still two camps where you've got the legacy providers, big systems, which can work very well as we did a balance of our sort of cloud or on site hosting in episode 3. There seemed to be a move towards these far more simplistic, much easier user interface, much easier integrations where it doesn't require having consultants on site for days and days training your team. In some instances, it's even feasible for you to almost be able to set it up yourself and then really get support through a web interface, an online chat, something like that. Are they the things that you've experienced and the direction that you're seeing it traveling?
A full self-service solution doesn't really convince me, because the big power in a PMS is not necessarily only in the system itself, mm-hmm. but how we can utilize the system and the capabilities to, in the end of the day, boost our hotel and optimize the operations. So make things easier, make them faster, make them more user-friendly, more attractive in the end for the guest, and in the end of the day, of course, more profitable. That's what it is ultimately going to be about.
Absolutely.
And I have seen the same system installed at different hotel organizations, and it is used in so many different ways. It is installed in so many different ways. So, of course, it depends a little bit on the actual system, but there are PMSs out there that you can tweak a little bit towards the one or the other hotel, where you can have certain fields appear on the screens or hide them, certain functionality, certain features, enable them or disable them. And depending on what is switched on or not, the hotel can then use these features or not. And a lot of times it is the person running the installation who will decide, well, do we switch that on and do we put this field here and these kind of things. And if this is a very, very well documented self-onboarding kind of process, or the number of options are limited, then that is something feasible. But there is always more that you can get out of the system than is visible on the surface.
Right.
And I have seen, as I said, installations of hotels of the same system in different environments. And some were really well thought through, where the system was utilized to the fullest potential. And even though it was not maybe the state-of-the-art system and already a little bit older and maybe not the most fancy looking, maybe not the most fancy in terms of functionality, but because of how it was installed, it was working really, really well, because the people who set it up originally, they really knew what they were doing. They were really thinking about, okay, how can we optimize this system for this specific hotel or this specific hotel group? And in other cases where, you know, there was just an installer who came and put the generic kind of installation out to the hotel, and the hotel didn't really know what they could do with it. Mm-hmm. The operational limits they put on themselves because of that, because ultimately that surely was a decision to save some costs in the implementation, not to do such a large discovery phase and preparation, but just, you know, sign the contract, get the installer and you know, plug in, train the people for a little while to do reservations, and that's that. The big problem then was that many of the functionalities that the system supported, the hotel couldn't use. Understood. And nobody knew that they were there. So they paid a lot of money for a system that they didn't really need, because it didn't use 80% of the functionality. So they could have just gone with a far, far, far cheaper system that doesn't offer any of these special features work that way. But this initial mistake on the side of the decision makers at the hotel, that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars down the road annually, an enormous amount in lost revenue, an enormous amount in increased labor. that is something that very quickly can get extremely expensive. But because hotels typically don't have that kind of expertise in-house, they really need to rely on the support of the vendor. But the vendor knows their own system the best. And so they can speak to that, but maybe not really to other systems and how to use their own system in creative ways that they maybe didn't think of themselves. So,
and I guess in fairness to the vendors, it's not their job to tell the hotel how the hotel should be using their system.
Yes.
That really, I mean, it comes back to what we were talking about in previous episodes about defining if you're going to make a change, what do you actually want to make a change for? What are the things, what are the considerations you have to have in place? And then when you're doing your evaluation, what are the features that you need to exist within that new system that you're going to acquire that will deliver against those considerations? It is your role as the hotelier to be making an appropriate selection. And then when you've made that selection, to work with the vendor. Now, naturally, the vendor's going to suggest things and ask the questions, but they don't have the time to be sitting down and doing a full consultation around, are you utilizing the PMS to the best of your ability? They've got to work on the basis, well, you've given it consideration, you've selected us, we're going to train you to get it up and running so you know how to use the functionality. But at the end of the day, maximizing its full capacity surely has to sit with the hotel itself.
Yeah, there is also the fact that in the consideration phase, you're talking to salespeople. And once you decide for a system and sign a contract, then you talk to a project manager or some support people. And there may not always be communication between those entities. They may not always understand. And there may be sometimes a certain level of disconnect. And yeah, with a lack of expertise on the hotel side, this process becomes very tricky very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So when we were first looking way back and we were saying, okay, what are some of the frustrations that might, because we looked at, well, why even consider changing to a new PMS? And one of the areas that you flagged up at the time that would be a big red flag, okay, this is probably what you should be, where you should be considering changing to a PMS, was around the frustration from your hotel staff of just being able to get something done. So I guess a key measure that you've made the right choice and it was the right investment to acquire a new PMS is going to sit around the speed of action of getting something done. Where would you expect, if you just signed off on a big expenditure to change a new PMS, where would you expect to see the biggest gains if you've been using a system, maybe the same system for the last 6, 7, 8+ years, possibly? You've had the upgrades come along, but you've decided to make a shift. Where would you expect to see some of the biggest gains?
Well, first of all, any system change is going to be more or less welcomed by the people. If people are used to working in a certain way for 6, 7 years and then they're supposed to change it and their software changes and everything changes, there can be some friction there. And that's our role in management, to make sure that we explain the system properly, the reasons why we want to switch properly to our staff, and then to train them properly on how to use the new system so it's easy for them.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Answering your question on speed and the considerations there. Well, let's just dig in kind of chronologically. When I'm looking at reservations, how fast is it to enter a reservation? You know, if I have to enter 100 reservations every day, how much time does that take me? And, you know, there are vast differences in how reservation entry can work. Many hotels will work with negotiated rates, which means that the reservation agent needs to be very, very quickly able to see, does this company have a negotiated rate or not? Does this travel agent benefit from a special rate or not? And need to be able to offer this instantly. So, you know, the times where we had large spreadsheets with millions of numbers on it, that's over. we need to pull that information out of the system. That's what the system is there for. So we get the call, we pick up the phone, we understand what the guest wants. We need to quote the rate instantly. We cannot search around. That just takes too much time. And we need to be able to give the correct information. It would be a disaster if we didn't know that we had that corporate rate. We quote the best available rate, and then that's too expensive, and the person walks away.
Mm-hmm.
This is really crucial information when talking about best available rate. If somebody calls and we don't have an agreement with them, well, what can we offer them? What are the different offers that are available? Because we probably don't just have one rate. We have multiple rates. We may have packages. So how easy is it to get all this information to sell to the client? Because reservation agents are not data entry people. They're actually telephone salespeople, and we need to treat them that way. We need to educate them, we need to train them, but we need to treat them that way.
Provide them with the right information.
Exactly. They need to be able to understand what are they able to offer to the caller in a very, very fast way, very, very streamlined and efficient, so they can upsell and sell to the caller. Another example that I've seen, unfortunately, there are systems out there where when you start entering a reservation and then you get the call, so you have to pick up the phone, you cannot just open a new reservation to the side, but you basically have to abandon the reservation that you started to enter, start a new one from scratch for the person who called, then you're done with that phone call, and then you go back to zero and start the first reservation from scratch.
So you're going to have one reservation open at a time.
Yes. And that means, of course, that because obviously the call volume, depending on a hotel, is going to be more or less high, it means that you may start the same reservation 2, 3, 4 times without being able to finish it, which is ridiculous because that means that we're, instead of entering 100 reservations in a day, we should be entering 500 reservations in a day. And that just doesn't make any sense.
And that wouldn't make any sense if you've got a high volume, or also if you're in a smaller hotel and your role is multifaceted and you could be being interrupted with other issues. So it's not as if you could just be zoning in on reservations because that's what you're doing. Suddenly you could also have a front office responsibility and a guest might be there, or you suddenly get a phone call from a guest that has an issue in their room and you're managing that piece as well. Having to multitask and have to close one thing down just to move on to another, that's pretty inefficient.
So I remember in one specific case we had a hotel where they had such a limiting system, and because they were not able to handle all telephone calls internally, they worked with a third party call center, so all the calls they couldn't handle directly went to the call center, and then they were charged a commission for that. After switching to a PMS, which did support multitasking, we noticed a drop of the call center volume of 90% within 2 weeks of installing the PMS. So that's about the time we can expect the agents to get used to the new system, learn the ins and outs, and be able to then efficiently take reservations. And so 90% of the call center volume dropped, which means the commissions related to that went away as well.
Absolutely. So that would have started to pay back some of the investment quite quickly.
Yes. Yeah. It was a very large investment that was made back in a number of months, really, partly because of that switch. So, you know, those are considerations that if you're going through a self-service process, you maybe don't even have that consideration because you didn't even think about these kind of potentially really, really limiting issues that can occur down the road.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And then some of the elements that you talked about when we first spoke about the core functionality of the PMS, you know, where it all starts from, the good old days of using it for the checking in, checking out, and you know, organizing all the billing. I mean, all the systems just do that a lot more effectively now. I mean, I'm just going to get a better speed because I'm just moving to a newer system. There can't be that much difference between them, surely.
Well, newer system may also mean newer hardware requirements.
Right.
So if I go with a new system, it might make it necessary to upgrade workstations. Mm-hmm. That really depends on the system, or otherwise it can actually be slower than what I had before. Right. So that's definitely something we need to think about, because otherwise, talking about staff frustration, if you're able to do a check-in now in 2 minutes and then it takes you 15 minutes because the system lag time is just, the system is just not responsive, then that's not going to be a great migration process. So hardware is certainly one thing we need to consider. But yeah, the way how fast is it to check in will also vary quite drastically. There may be things that I have to consider in case it's a prepaid reservation. I maybe don't need to pre-authorize the credit card for the full amount, mm-hmm. But only for a certain deposit amount. That will depend on the hotel, then, you know, if they have the minibar and other things that the guests could put on the room, if the hotel wants to charge a deposit for that or not. These things should be automated as much as possible. I remember when I started back in the day, we had to, every day, to go in the system and manually adjust every reservation to where whether the full amount should be charged or only a fraction, or how that should be handled. But you know, the system knows all that. The system knows, or should know, that's a prepaid reservation. So that's what we need to do. And so this can really help in the entire check-in and preparation to check-in process. The same goes for checkout. You know, if I have to prepare the bill, and many of us who worked at front desks know when guests come down to the desk in the morning and say, "Could you please prepare my bill?" You know, like the show in the movies from the 50s. Yeah, we're not preparing bills anymore. It's all automatically posted during the night audit, if the system has a night audit. Some systems don't have that anymore. The bill is already, or the charges are all posted. But are they all posted in the correct way? Because maybe the guest needs one bill for the room to charge it back to the company, and the second one for the minibar, because they have to take care of that themselves. And so I need to be very, very quickly able to make these two invoices happen. Obviously, they should have the correct billing address and all these kind of things, and how easy that is in the system to set it all up. Or in case there is an error, a mistake, and the guest gets the invoice, "Oh, there is not my company address. Can you please fix that?" But how easy is it to fix it? That are all considerations that we should have in that, you know, entire discovery process, which system we want to choose. And you know, talking about the chronological order of things, reservations, check-in, check-out, housekeeping is something that is oftentimes overlooked in that process, mm-hmm. as well, where some hotels, the housekeeper cleans the room and then has to inform the executive housekeeper, who then informs the front desk. Technology can solve a lot of these issues and frictions, where, you know, the housekeeper can just change the status of the room themselves in the app they have on their smartphone, and the PMS then knows, okay, that room is now clean. And the executive housekeeper knows, I have to now go and inspect that room. So these kind of processes, that all needs to be really streamlined and frictionless, and can lead to a lot of savings on the one hand, but also a reduction of errors on the other hand.
And where the errors impact on the guest, that's where they're most critical.
Yes.
You know, everyone understands sometimes there will be problems. It's just, can you solve that problem, and can you solve it quickly?
Yes. And then, you know, it would also be great if we understand how often do certain problems occur, so that we maybe can do something about it. If we understand, you know, this front desk agent doesn't seem to understand not to check in a person when the room is dirty, and that happens frequently, well, maybe we need to train them. We need to be able to track this information also in the system.
Yeah. Seeing, is it a process issue, or is it a person issue?
And exactly.
Is there a training or a change of process that needs to happen? Now, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you've used a word a couple of times while you've just been talking, automation, having this automated now. Having something automated should, in theory, make life simpler, and increase the speed. So in which case, hopefully, in everything that we've been considering in our evaluation, we want to try and understand where some of the core automation pieces are. From your point of view, from your experience working hotel side and now advising hotels, what are some of the key areas where you think automation can have significant advantages, but where maybe there are some potential threats, or threats is the wrong word, but some pitfalls that could occur?
I don't even know if the threat is a wrong word for that, because I see inefficiencies as a threat. It's a huge threat to the profitability of the operation. Mm-hmm. The amount of time that is wasted by doing repetitive things manually day in and day out, that costs an enormous amount of money, and it costs an enormous amount of time that I now don't have to dedicate to the guest. So instead of ensuring that I provide the best possible customer experience, I'm printing reports, you know. So that shouldn't happen. And reports are definitely one of the big issues that I see, where every day certain reports need to be printed. Of course, we need that to run our business. But how easy is it to run such a report? Do I have to go in the system, select every single parameter, potentially plenty of parameters, and then print that report again and again and again, maybe at the beginning of each shift, so potentially three times a day? Or is that all possible to set it up automatically so that at the beginning of the shift, I just get the report by email or put somewhere on a network drive or a hard disk or whatever? Everything basically that repeats more than once, I should be able to automate that. And it goes far beyond the PMS itself, where I see a lot of inefficiencies in hotels, where people print reports and then type it in into Excel again and then build their spreadsheet. All these things, you know, should be automated. If the data is in the computer, we can get it out and process it electronically without having to retype things. But the system needs, of course, to allow us to export certain information in a machine-readable format, so as a text file or as an Excel file.
Yeah.
And so there is a huge potential to improve the reporting, maybe not only to rely on the reporting that is coming pre-made, so to speak, with the PMS, but maybe I can customize my own reports. If, for example, on my arrival list, I want to have certain information. For example, I want to see, did the guests stay at my hotel already before? Mm-hmm. And my standard arrival list doesn't provide that information. Maybe I can customize the reports to include that information so that when I print it and the duty manager goes over the list and sees there are people who come frequently, well, maybe there's something we want to do about that. When they arrive, maybe there's a special VIP treatment or a special upgrade, or, you know, depending on the hotel's procedures, certain actions will need to follow. So how easy is it to get that information out so that the appropriate response can be triggered?
Yeah, that makes sense. And it just surprises me sometimes when we've had each of these podcasts that we've done, that sometimes I sit here and think, okay, but we must be referencing back to PMS systems from years gone by. And often I've been surprised and shocked when you said, no, it's still happening nowadays. So are we really saying that on some systems, if I hadn't done my due diligence properly, if there was a report that I like to run before every shift, I would be unable on some systems to go in, set up a report, give it a name, set up the parameters, save that report so I never have to put the parameters in again unless I want to change them. And ideally, there may be a function where I could say what time of the day I want that report to run, so it then gets emailed to me. Are you saying that there are systems in 2019 where I wouldn't be able to do that?
So the answer is yes. And the number of systems that supports a sophisticated scheduled reporting is probably less than the number which doesn't support that. So
Okay, so let's take out the sophisticated scheduling. Just being able to set up a report that I can give a name and I can set the parameters, set it once, set and save that report once. I mean, surely every system will allow me to do that.
No, unfortunately not. I wish that were the case.
In 2019, I cannot configure a report.
Yeah, it is. In fact, it is so widespread that scheduled reporting is not supported by many systems that a lot of hotels that I work with don't even think that that is an option, don't even understand that that could be an option, and don't even know that their system they already have had for the last 6-7 years supported it all the time. Where we are now again, back to training and not understanding how to work their own system, where we are back at simplicity, where it's so not obvious that I can do that and schedule a report.
So it's a combination then as well. Some of it is the way that the vendor presents their product, so they haven't made it clear. The training maybe hasn't covered it, but also the responsibility on the hotelier to turn around and say, I want it to be able to do this. So again, we're back to our considerations and features. Having thought through what you want it to do and then check that off, you remember that I wanted it to have this reporting. So I need to make sure I now ask about it. So there is an obligation on the hotelier to think through clearly what they want and then also make sure that they get trained or at least shown where that feature is to set it up. So it may, what you're saying is it may be there, but sometimes the fault could lie with the hotelier in terms of not using the function rather than a system not having the capability of running those reports.
So I think that more systems than not cannot schedule reports. Yeah. So I think that is still the majority of cases. And yeah, then there are those hotels who don't understand how to use their own system, unfortunately. Yeah.
I don't want to labor this point because we've already done a couple of minutes on reporting, which is not the most exciting of topics. but for something that, from my point of view, would have seemed like almost a simple fundamental requirement.
Yeah.
To imagine that is not there just as and here's our reporting section. And of course, you can put in any report that you want. You can call it what you want. You can configure and put the parameters and you can say when the report will be provided to you. I cannot believe that is something I have to actually put down on my list because some may and some may not have it. That's frightening.
It is, you know, the fact that a PMS in reality is a database with a user interface in front of it, it means all the data is there. Every PMS has all the information that it can track. That's the purpose of the database. So if your property management system supports market segmentation, it will be saved at some point somewhere in the system, and you can get out of it, can get that information out of it if you know how. And there are those systems out there that let you get this information out in reporting, but a lot of the information that the system has, the reporting cannot show us. So we have nowadays even the PMS vendors recognizing that that is a huge issue, and they are now going to third-party providers, adapting third-party technology to extract all the information from their own system because they are not able to build adequate reporting themselves.
Right. Okay.
So I see a lot of PMS vendors who say, okay, we're not even going to bother developing that. We just go with one of the ready-made reporting solutions from a third party. We maybe integrate that into our own software so that it's one platform, and we sell the product directly to the hotel. So maybe there's a preferred price to that.
Yeah.
Maybe that price is more expensive than if the hotel gets it on its own. But, you know, there are all these kind of variations. And that's why I said sophisticated reporting. PMSs are not strong typically at doing reporting at all.
I mean, is the reporting being replaced? Are there other systems that are actually now reporting where you think, well, previously the PMS, we needed those reports, but now that's been superseded because I can get reports from various other systems within the hotel?
Well, there are third-party business intelligence solutions out there which not only take data from the PMS, but also other sources, for example, your web analytics or even the weather forecast. You know, all of that plays a role in our business. And so it makes just sense to have one solution that can tie all that information in. Historically, we were looking only at the PMS data. And I don't know one revenue manager who has not started to master Excel, because the built-in reporting of the PMS is not enough to understand the data to the full extent. So we need to take it from the PMS, remodel it in Excel in order to do something with it. And that has been there for all time, that we basically read PMS information in Excel instead of getting the ready-made report out of the PMS itself.
I mean, surely, yeah. I mean, I just, as you can tell by my pausing and trying to get the words, it's like I just always assumed push a button, comes out in an Excel format that I can manipulate and do with what I need to do with. Okay. All right. I think we've probably done reporting. but it's such a critical area, or it seems to be such a critical area, that it seems bizarre. What other things should we be looking at gaining automation that maybe we haven't had, but we can gain by changing our PMS?
One of the things that I really enjoyed when I was working at the front desk years ago was the system alerting me to certain things that I should pay attention to. For example, during the check-in process, to be alerted not to take a credit card from this guest, or to call the duty manager because that was some VIP, or to carry out any kind of specific action, notify room service that the VIP has arrived so that they can bring up the special VIP treatment to the room, and you know, the ice and the champagne cooler doesn't melt and things like that. These are all things that hotels operationally, they do that already. But the issue is that because at the front desk, there's always something happening, and then the phone rings and the guest comes and they have to do this and that. So oftentimes things are just forgotten because they just have too much to do at once. Well, then 10 minutes later it's quiet and they don't have anything to do anymore at all. So to assist the staff in carrying out their tasks, so alerting them during the check-in process or the check-out as well, the person should absolutely not charge the guest for the room. They need to be able to see that. They should probably not even confirm the room rate to the guest. We all know that oftentimes people who booked through third parties then come to the desk and ask, what was my room rate? Because they want to know how much the travel agent actually paid the hotel. So obviously the hotel shouldn't communicate that to the guest, and the PMS needs to signal that to the agent. Hey, yeah, don't tell the guest the rate. Or maybe don't even show it to the agent, because the agent doesn't really need to know that either. Of course, during the billing process, we are going to see the charge on a folio, and at that point, we will have to see it. We can't hide it anymore, obviously. But the alerting of certain tasks that should happen during the billing process or not, that is also very important. For payments in general as well, you know, we should be supported by the system, and the system should tell us, hey, now you need to do this and that. So if it's not automated and a person has to actually do this specific action, the system should help us in remembering, now it's time to do this.
And I appreciate you won't know every single PMS system out there. So we're talking in general terms. But let's say I had a disability or something, and I'm checking in and I needed a particular access, or I needed some assistance of doing that. If that had been noted in the PMS system, there is a process the hotel has. Certain individuals would be then contacted to come and assist me. Is there systems that would then automatically send a message or communicate to the other individuals that need to be involved in my process of onboarding, so to speak, and notify them that I'm around. So it doesn't rely on the person checking me in to say, let me contact X, Y, and Z. But through the process of checking in, X, Y, and Z will automatically know I'm there, start to make their way over, greet me as I'm going through that process, ready to help me, ready to assist me. That's impressive. Is it automated? Are there some that automate it to that degree, or is that a direction of travel?
There are absolutely systems out there that can automate to that level of sophistication, let's say. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where the duty manager or the general manager is notified when the VIP arrives, you know, an alert on their phone, an email, something like that. That absolutely exists, and that is very, very useful. Also, you know, when the VIP arrives, we probably want to be discreet about that, and we probably don't want in the middle of the check-in to pick up the phone and say, hey, that guy just arrived, while he or she is standing in front of you.
Yeah.
So we would probably wait until the person has left, moving over towards the lifts. But, you know, then the next person is already waiting.
Yeah.
So do I then want to say, sorry, I just got to finish this? And, you know, we all love that when we finally, after queuing up for ridiculous amounts of time, finally get to the counter, and then the clerk says, just a moment.
Yeah.
And then we have to wait again. So, the system absolutely should notify whoever needs to be notified on check-in, and the whole process queue that then gets triggered, that all should happen automatically. And yes, there are systems out there that can do that.
Well, that's great. So they can sort out when the VIP there, or if I need assistance, if I have a disability, but it can't print off a report.
Well, Trevor, I will tell you one thing on the reporting. I was working with one hotel which needed a certain amount of reports done on a daily and weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And automating these reports, and there was just one person in charge of these reports, mm-hmm. automating the reports that person had to take care of. Once that was automated, we saved 33 days annually.
Wow.
So that person spent 33 days a year on printing off reports.
So 3 days a month.
Yeah, that is not acceptable. So I was very happy to be able to automate all that 33 days of labor. You know, if we have 20 days in a month,
yeah,
that's 1.5 months that we have saved here in labor that now we could dedicate to something a little bit more interesting than
and the sanity of the individual that had to keep doing those reports.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I'm going to let the reporting go. I'm going to try not to reference back to it again. We've spoken about alerts. Anything else on the automation side of things?
You know, there are a lot of things that I can think of when checking in, for example, how the room assignment works. Yeah. That, you know, if we're having a group, things need to move quickly. But if I don't pre-assign rooms before to the group, can that happen automatically at check-in so that the entire group can get their rooms? And of course, following the correct criteria so they all have similar rooms and all that, mm-hmm. maybe on the same floor or in the same section of the hotel, whatever my parameters are to assign rooms to this group.
Yeah.
Or on the other hand, talking about room assignment in my housekeeping, you know, every morning the executive housekeeper will sit down, look at the departures, and assign rooms to whoever then should clean them. The system should do that.
Yeah.
No executive housekeeper should waste a second of their time on assigning rooms to their staff. Mm-hmm. They should be able to print the list and the distribute that, or even the housekeeping staff should get it on their PMS app directly on their phone, which are the rooms they should clean.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously the hotel will have departure rooms, will have rooms which are not going to depart today. The staff needs to clean all of them. So different times will be assigned to that. How long does it take to clean this or that room? When do I clean this room now? Is that person already checked out or not?
Yeah.
So with a legacy system, you need to call. You call the front desk. Had that person left already? Yes, no. If they left, I can go clean the room. If they didn't leave, I need to wait. And we all know, and I that's one of the things I hate so much. When I'm in my room and I'm sleeping and all of a sudden the door opens and the housekeeper stands there. And of course, first thing I do when I check in a hotel room is I put the do not disturb sign on the door. But we all know how effective that can be. Mm-hmm. And they still come in. So no, I don't want them to come into my room before I checked out, especially if I'm getting ready or if I'm maybe still sleeping. So they definitely should be aware of which rooms they need to clean next, and the system should be able to tell them.
Almost gives them a schedule based on times and checkouts and everything. So they're almost just going, and as they go into one room, if they've got it on a mobile app, and we spoke about that on the in episode 3 around the whole, you know, how intuitive, how easy it is to use. You know, I would expect that if I'm in housekeeping, I see my schedule, I go up to room 112, I click on the button to say I'm going in to clean it. When I finish cleaning, I click on it to say that it's cleaned. That triggers that the room's now free for whoever who is ready to check in when the next guest comes along, and I move on to my next one. And you know, the system can adapt based on what's being told. So if someone has an earlier checkout, then the system can always adapt and bump that room up a bit earlier if it needs to, and I just go off to the next one.
Exactly.
I mean, seems sensible in a logical process. I, you know, recognize the technology behind it needs a bit of working on, but that would seem like a useful way of using the information you're gaining at the front desk to help to drive the actions in other departments of the operation.
Yeah, and you know, that may be less relevant in a smaller hotel operation, but larger hotels with hundreds of rooms, that really makes a huge difference. Assigning all these rooms to cleaners, that takes a lot of time, and it shouldn't take a second because, you know, the system should do it automatically.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Okay. So we've covered off a lot, I think, around the productivity, the simplicity, the speed, automation. We're actually, the next topic we're going to move on to is around functionality, but we've kind of cut across some of that because as we've spoken through productivity, I guess we've talked about certain departments as well. We've spoken a lot about housekeeping and sort of room assignment. We've touched on front office. So we'll go through some of the areas that maybe we haven't picked up on. So let's look at some of the useful features that maybe a strong PMS will bring. So the value of making the change. So if we park housekeeping for a moment, because we've done a lot about that and front office, and we've touched on parts of reservations. But I know one area you brought up around the reservations was the tracking of the analytics codes. What was that point that you wanted to make on there in particular?
Yeah. So especially from a revenue management and marketing point of view, mm-hmm. we live on the data that the system can provide us with. And most hotels are probably going to segment their reservations in one way or another, or segment their guests in one way or another. And we can then look at all that information and draw our conclusions and then try to optimize it. So what I would want to see is the source of business. So, for example, does that person book via the GDS? Do they call? Do they book on an OTA or on the hotel website? When do they come? What days of the week do they stay? And that's especially interesting when thinking about corporate accounts and corporate contracting, and we're now at least in certain countries in corporate contracting season coming up.
Yep.
So we're thinking about our negotiated rates we're going to offer in 2020, and so deciding on who should get what rate and if they're profitable accounts or not, we need to understand the data underneath all that in order to decide where to qualify this specific account. And the data is something that we need to get out of the system in reporting, sorry to say. we need to be able to process that information and draw our conclusions. It means that we need to be able to enter that information on some level.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be able to put all this information in place, which means the reservation screen or on some level in the reservations process, I need to be able to select the source of business or market segmentation or all that. And it shouldn't be the agent who takes the call manually qualifying all these things. Again, that should all be automated.
Yep.
So when the person calls, that should automatically be a call in tracking purposes. But the PMS really needs to support tracking on a lot of different levels. So I can store the information somewhere in the database and then extract it later to draw my to run my analysis and draw my conclusions.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You touched there on revenue, marketing, and sales. Interesting enough, through the whole discussion on the PMS, a lot of it has been focused more around the reservations, the front office, housekeeping. We touched on maintenance as well. It's had quite a large operational focus because I guess that's where a lot of the advantages can also be gained. But the data that it derives now and the way that data is utilized within revenue management, marketing, and sales has increased exponentially in terms of the importance of that data. Briefly, what is the value that you see that if you were to upgrade, what would you see as some of the largest wins that they would gain in their revenue management, sales, marketing function that they may not have currently if they're using an older style system?
Revenue management is going to be an even bigger contributor to the overall success moving forward than it is today. And you know, those hotels which are lucky enough to have one or more dedicated revenue managers in-house, they're surely going to be more competitive than hotels where this is a shared responsibility, where the general manager takes care of it, or maybe a front office or a reservations manager does that on the side. And that's already the notion. Doing this on the side always means that obviously they don't have enough time to dedicate to this functionality. And, you know, I understand the reasoning behind that. Why certain hotels operate in that way, and that's just their reality, and that's how they have to work. But that also means that the revenue management responsibilities of whoever takes care of that need to be streamlined even further, so that they can run their operation from a revenue point of view even faster, mm-hmm. to remain competitive in the market. Because the hotel across the street who does have a revenue manager, well, they are doing things in a very sophisticated way. So now if I don't have that person in-house to do that full-time, my system may somewhat compensate for that. By being able to put a sophisticated rate architecture in place and have an offer structure out there that allows me to operate very quickly and respond instantly to changes in the market, And that's going to be increasingly important, especially now with certain economic uncertainties that we're facing right at this moment. Let's all hope that things go well, but if they don't, I remember 2008, 2009, when Europe especially, where I was working at the time, was hit. And we had to respond very quickly to changes in the market, but nobody was ready and the systems were not ready and things took a long time before they were adapted and changed. We need to be ready now for whatever can happen tomorrow. And the system needs to be able to support that. So I need to be able to make changes quickly. Changing the rate should be something that I can do at the wink of an eye. And I need to have a certain sophistication in my rate architecture in place so that I am more competitive in my market, so that I gain market share. the system absolutely should be able to handle that. And there are great systems out there which support revenue management to very easily do that. And a simple example could be on how easy is it to load minimum stay restrictions. Mm-hmm. They're crucial for any revenue strategy. But if I'm not able to place that restriction on the level where I want it, so maybe on the room type level or a rate plan level or whatever other kind of level, if I'm not able to do that, then I am going to in the end of the day not be competitive anymore, which means I am going to lose business. That means the level of sophistication of my PMS instantly translates back into my profitability.
That makes a lot of sense. Again, all of this comes down to the analytics, the data, the information that the PMS is capturing. So, which partly leads us back to where we started this particular episode, which is around simplicity and the ability to get the right information in the right place as quickly and as efficiently as possible. The second thing is then its ability to show you that relevant information. And without going back over my gripe around reporting, doesn't matter whether it produces you a report or not, but there are critical pieces of information that you need a PMS to, that you need a PMS to be able to produce.
Yeah. So we talked about efficiency already in this episode, and that's really one of the most critical things. As I said, you know, the more efficient I can do my work, the more time I will have to spend with my guest, and the better guest experience I can provide. A good guest experience is going to translate in a guest leaving the house happy, leaving a review that is positive, attracting more business to come to my hotel in the future. So efficiency indirectly translates into revenue via that course. And we really wanna put a big emphasis on that. One of the things I have also mentioned in the past was training. How well do we train our people? Well, first of all, when we're installing a new system, we need to make sure that we have really, really a very, very detailed understanding of how the system works. So we get very, very, very detailed training during that phase. And then once we operate the system down the road, we could probably benefit from retraining. So have a trainer from the vendor come again and maybe help us tweak a little bit our processes that we have developed. But also we need to train all the people that come on board. And how easy is that to train new hires and maybe people who evolve within the organization who know the system but don't know that part of the system yet. When, for example, a reservations manager is promoted to a revenue manager, they know the ins and outs of reservations, but they have never really loaded a rate code. Well, how easy is the training in that part, and how sophisticated is it? Speed, we have really discussed quite at length. It makes a huge difference, and that absolutely translates right away back into cost savings or potential in incremental revenue as well. One of the things that I don't think we did mention was the rate of error. Of course, whenever we enter data into a system, like a reservation, for example, we could make an error. And we need to be able to track these errors. We need to be able to see where do the errors occur, to understand them from an operational point of view, so we can fix it. We can fix the underlying issue through training or other actions. But we need to be able to see that, and we need to be able to track that very, very easily. So systems should have log files that we can look through and alert us to certain things that don't make sense. For example, when entering reservations or other things. And, you know, if I decrease my error, for example, if I'm training my front office or reservations agent how to enter reservations correctly, and then they don't enter the wrong dates, one of the big source of errors when taking a reservation on the phone is not to change the arrival date and keep it as the default date, which mm-hmm. most systems will have that as today's date. If that happens, then of course we will have a no-show today, and 2 weeks from now the guest will come and there won't be a reservation for them. So that, of course, that error rate and error tracking will then translate into the guest satisfaction, because if we didn't follow up on that no-show today and figure out it was a mistake, potentially we're going to charge their credit card. 2 weeks from now, they come to the hotel and won't have a reservation. We will be sold out, so they don't have a room. Since we don't have a reservation, we don't want to find them another room. They will be furious, have to find their own hotel room, go home, and find a charge on their credit card for the no-show from 2 weeks ago. So this really shouldn't happen, and the system really needs to help us to avoid any of these troubles coming our way. So customer satisfaction is directly linked to the level of sophistication from the PMS. Another thing that I can think of, for example, is looking at the overall distribution. My hotel sells directly on the website and sells on OTAs and sells on wholesalers and all this. All that needs to be connected. So I need channel managers, I need central reservation system, I need booking engine. All these systems, they need to play together. And that's one of the things that actually is, and we're probably going to talk a little bit more about that in the next episode, is one of the most critical parts of the entire idea of migrating to a new system. But how successful the distribution is going to be is also linked to the PMS and how well it allows us to manage the distribution.
So I think having covered a lot around the productivity, around the automation, around simplicity, around speed, looking at the impact on the operations as we have done, I think that pretty much gives us a solid base to say we've covered that as much as we can. And I think we're really just left with the final phase, which we would look to cover off in the next episode, which is, okay, then what are the challenges we're facing when we move into the implementation? But before we wrap this one up, are there any sort of final points that maybe, you're kind of sitting there eager to share, or have we covered everything that you would have hoped for?
No, I think today we have covered quite extensively a lot of different and very important topics. There is, of course, much more to say, and that's why we have another episode coming up.
And that is the implementation, which at the end of the day, we can spend all of the time that we can in selecting and choosing the right system. But ultimately, we need to get it in. We need to get it configured. We need to work on the migration to ensure that it is all running very smoothly and we can gain all these productivity efficiencies that we've been working so hard to set out at the beginning. So look forward to catching up with you on the next episode, Christoph. Again, what's the best ways of people reaching out?
My website is christophhutter.com. You can also just Google me, Christoph Hutter, and you'll find me. All my contact information is on the website. And if anyone wants some clarification or some further details, I'd be happy to connect on LinkedIn or anywhere.
Perfect. Brilliant. Thanks for that, and appreciate your time today, and look forward to catching up with you on the next one.
Thank you, Trevor. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.